Simone Smith, and I'm sitting here with... Well, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. I'm Marina Lazarevic, and we are here to discuss zombie attacks.
That's right, because... Let's just put it this way. We work at Hub Pages. Hub Pages is full of very interesting and unique articles, and some of them are more interesting and unique than others. A lot of those happen to be, I think, an inordinate proportion of them are about zombies.
That's true. We weren't struggling to find a bunch of different takes on how to best live through a potential zombie attack or apocalypse, how to best prepare, and whether or not we're really equipped to deal with zombies as humans. What do you think, Simone?
Well, personally, I think that if a zombie attack hits, we're screwed. I think, I don't know, if this were a zombie movie, I would be the one like, we're gonna die, give up, and panic. However, I don't know really how zombie films go. Actually, Marina, have you seen any zombie films?
You know, I've seen a couple. I think the biggest factor is the scale of the attack. And in movies, they're usually presented as pretty large-scale invasions. And sometimes there's some sort of infection involved that they're spreading, so humans could also get sick and spread a disease. But thinking back, let's see, Dawn of the Dead, and that movie's interesting because you really don't see any zombies until the last 15 minutes.
Are you kidding me?
And then you're like, oh, this is a zombie movie.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
It's a great movie, actually. It's very interesting, and you really don't see the zombie.
What?
This is kind of a spoiler, I guess.
Isn't it like that the classic zombie film? Like, everyone's like, oh, yeah, Dawn of the Dead. Like, oh my gosh.
No, you know what? I'm mixing up movies. You're right. Dawn of the Dead is the zombie movie. From Dusk Till Dawn is the movie I'm thinking about. Movies with the word dawn, they all sound the same to me.
Dawn, zombies, it's...
But they both have zombies in it, so at least that is relevant. Yeah, Dawn of the Dead is old school campy zombie movie, and it's more of a comedy than it is a horror movie. I'd say 28 Days Later...
20 Days Later is the one film that I've seen that I guess could be categorized as a zombie film.
What about Shaun of the Dead?
I've not seen Shaun of the Dead.
That's a good one as well. I mean, Shaun of the Dead really lets you... Well, maybe we should introduce the hub we're going to discuss.
Well, yeah, and we're actually going to discuss a couple of them by different hubbers to kind of see the full spread of opinions that people have on Hub Pages. And the first one that we're going to discuss is titled I'm Not Worried About the Zombie Apocalypse by Ryan Palmsey, who is actually pretty new to Hub Pages. He just joined 4 months ago and still managed to turn out this fun little commentary. And he's obviously not concerned about zombies at all, perhaps based on what he's seen in films and perhaps based on his
knowledge.
Personal, but he had some good points. So I guess why we're superior to zombies, he says that we're basically good at killing everything, which we totally are. Furthermore, we heal, we're fast, and we have excellent foresight, whereas zombies are typically not good at planning.
Yeah, I think the example he used in his hub is that when you stub your toe or when you get a little minor cut, it doesn't heal. And imagine just accumulating toe stub after toe stub after toe stub.
Yeah, and he was talking, I mean, you know, zombies are a little bit klutzy. They're going to hit stuff. You're going to get, you know, so they do accumulate a little bit more damage than humans do. So this is very true. It's kind of a war of attrition, and at least according to Ryan Palmsey, that war of attrition can easily be won by living humans.
Yeah, there was not very much doubt in the hub that humans would be able to survive the attack.
Yeah, actually, I thought he was a little bit too cocky. Because you know what? You're going to get killed.
A lot of humans are wimps, too. I mean, they're going to get scared. They're going to hide in the most obvious places.
Yeah, that's
they're going to try and reason with the zombies. I mean, it just won't work. his next point, I guess, is just that, you know, you really shouldn't reason with the zombies. And they're mindless. They don't regenerate, and they don't move very fast, which means on an intellectual level, there's not much you can do in the event of a zombie attack.
Yeah.
You just kind of got to kill them.
Yeah. And he also shares in his hub a couple of, you know, very cute do's and don'ts. Marina, why don't you do the do's? I'll do the don'ts.
Okay, the do's, we've got four here. He says, one, we should use weapons accordingly from a distance. So for example, a gun from 50 to 100 feet away as opposed to trying to stab them, you know, right in front. Because they could bite you.
Yeah, and I mean, you imagine they're probably going to be contagious or something.
If you're not good at multitasking, it wouldn't work
zombie
either.
Zombie cooties on you.
Yeah, they do have a tendency to projectile vomit. That's also something I've seen from movies.
Ooh, now that
it's usually blood
is
and
an extra good twist.
That part for me wouldn't do it. Yeah. Anyhow, his second point is hide in a well-ventilated, hard-to-access place. That makes sense. Like, you wouldn't hide in your backyard if
yes.
they're, you know, coming around the side. But you might want to hide in the doghouse or behind a bush or something.
Yeah, well, and you don't want to, you know, if you're going to be there for a while, kind of waiting for, you know, the zombies to lose their war of attrition by bumping into things and slowly falling apart, you're going to have to wait for a while, so you don't want to, you know, run
exactly.
out of air, run out of water, so I can see that. That's fair.
His third point is that you should keep pets. Cripple the legs, have a car, find others, and keep plenty of food. Well, that's a lot of things
yeah,
here.
Yeah, those were...
This is...
It's more than... For
I really like cripple the legs. That's a brilliant point.
That, yeah, though, I mean, you just gotta immobilize them, right? I mean,
yeah.
Like, where are they gonna go if they can't walk?
I guess they could stub around, but I don't think that they're, once again, coordinated or intelligent
enough
to...
So this is good to know. Go for the legs.
Go for the
legs. I'm totally gonna keep that in mind.
Ooh, another good one. Having a car. They're kind of out of the ability to reach you if you're gonna just
And I don't think that
off.
Zombies can drive. From my, I've never heard of driving zombies before. I don't know.
I don't think so. I mean, you know, maybe automatic. I think it probably depends on the zombie, but overall, I doubt that even if they could drive, that they would be able to drive with the knowledge of where they're going.
Indeed.
Finding others is an interesting one. That's really debated in the movies, because you always hear the argument, you know, you shouldn't find other people.
Right, because your collective human stench is going to draw the
exactly.
zombies,
exactly, right? And, you know, every man slash woman for him or herself is kind of the motto. Whereas
yeah.
I like Ryan's idea of having buddies, because then you can laugh at the zombies.
You know, buddy system, I think, is a safe way to go. Don't go with a huge crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, I would find a couple of people that I could trust. We could do shifts, you know, keeping a lookout.
Yeah.
You know, we have each other's back.
Yeah.
I think 3 is actually the perfect number.
3 is great. And you can distract them that way.
Exactly. And, you know, it's the perfect dynamic. You know, if one person gets injured, the two people can easily manage that injured person. It's a much better situation. And, I mean, you're going to go kind of crazy with zombies everywhere.
Yeah.
So you need someone to kind of, like, keep you sane or be like, yeah, that really did just happen. That zombie
exactly.
did really projectile vomit all over that lawn.
But don't worry, we'll get through this together.
Yes.
Last do here is that you should have a phone or a radio on you at all times. You know, it is interesting, because in every zombie movie I have seen, they never really have phones, or if they do have phones, they're not functioning, or the signal's broken.
And come on, just because a city's become overrun with mindless dead people doesn't mean that the cell phone towers don't still work.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you could always run to somewhere where you do have reception.
Totally.
And, you know, call the police or the army or somebody to come help you kill the zombies.
Yeah.
But those are some fantastic pointers for how to handle a zombie attack. What are the things we shouldn't do that Ryan suggests?
Well, as they say in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, you should not panic. You should also not desert your friends, so
it's
consistent. I still be sticking to those guns. And he says, don't leave things to chance. That was one of his final points in the article, I remember, because you gotta check things once, twice, thrice with zombies. You just don't want to screw up. So.
Another strength we have over them is that we have the ability to plan things and execute according to that plan.
Yeah. So, and another thing is, I don't know about you, Marina, but let's say zombies come. I might want to, like, you know, put on my parachute pants and a cape or something. Just to
yeah.
kind of feel comfortable. But
or just, like,
the
baggiest
idea.
Sweatshirt
yeah.
that you own.
Yeah, you know, because it's the middle
poncho.
Of the night or something. A poncho. Yeah, but that's apparently not a good idea. Maybe because they get kind of grabby and they can take you out, and that's not ideal. So another thing that you should not do, which this also super surprised me, I would do something very different, is he suggests that you should not visit gun shops or other places to get, like, weapons and ammunition, because according to him, that's where the crazies are going to be hanging out. And I totally...
The crazies, like, crazy humans or, like...
The crazy humans! Think about it. Like, all of the people who have not prepared,
mm-hmm.
who are very afraid, are all going to congregate around, you know, they're going to, like, loot the gun shops. And then you don't have to just contend with zombies, you have to contend with crazy people with guns.
That's the big twist in 28 Days Later, isn't it? At the end, there's human against human.
I was so overwhelmed by that film. I mean,
they find the military dudes,
and then the
military dudes are... They're just not very nice to them, and they try to take control over all three of them.
Do you see what happens?
Humans are might...
They might be even worse than zombies.
At least zombies,
like, you know, aren't good at planning. You know, they just kind of fall apart. Yeah, so don't go to those places. Also, do not forget details. So make sure that if you see something that might be useful lying around in the street, get it. You know, don't just be like, this is a crazy, scary time. No.
Like, if you find a ball of some sort and you have an arm to throw, you could probably chuck it at a zombie. You can grab anything.
Totally.
A stick, too. A rock.
Yeah.
Pretty much anything.
Pocket knife. Flamethrower. Might just be sitting around. Fingers crossed. Yeah.
Those are some great things that you shouldn't do. One thing that he doesn't discuss, though, is the pretend that you're a zombie strategy.
Is this what you would go for, Marina?
This is something I would consider. I mean, zombies are dumb, and they're crazy, and they're just really, really hungry. So if you just tease your hair a bunch and rub dirt on your face and really guy yourself into the puking mood... and just started running around.
I'm sure it wouldn't be hard. I mean, after seeing them do some stuff, you'd probably be puking anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And how would they know is the thing. Oh, I guess they'd smell it or they'd sense it.
I think that they would smell. And I wonder this because my approach to dealing with zombie scenarios is sort of just assuming that it's just like as if it's an animal with rabies. Yeah. And animals with rabies, you know, they feel no pain. They feel no fear.
Yep, no fear. They
want to do is destroy. And I always wondered, like, if you pretend that you also have rabies, or, like, if you put two rabid animals together, are they going to take each other out? Or are they going to be like, oh, we're on the same team. Team rabies.
That's a good point. And another disadvantage to my brilliant plan here, Simone, is that humans could think you're a zombie and kill you. And then you
That's
just...
That's also true.
Then you've just been dominated by the system.
Which would... just be embarrassing.
It would.
That said, I'm happy to report that it is very easy to impersonate zombies and walk down the street as them. Have you ever been in a zombie lurch before?
I have not. What's that like?
It's really fun. Let me tell you, Marina, it's really fun.
Should probably check it out. When's the next one?
I don't know. I went to one in DC that happened every year, and it was pretty incredible. Like, especially because we got large numbers of people, and people really went all out and got really bloody. And some people had, like, they made it look like they were in a huge car accident or something. It had, like, car doors around them and stuff. And
yeah.
It was very violent looking, and we would just take over the streets and... slowly shuffle our way to freedom. So there, I mean, we have the tools, but
yeah.
I'm kind of concerned that real zombies might be able to smell.
They would detect it.
Yeah.
But I think it's a great idea. I mean,
yeah.
If anyone can do zombie classy, it's humans, right?
Totally. So. And we've proven it once and again. It's just really impressive. But some people on Hub Pages, such as Dos Burros, have taken the zombie approach a little bit more seriously. Maybe because I think being attacked by zombies isn't necessarily like, oh, rising dead people. It's like there are serious concerns about maybe some sort of human rabies that would expand. Or have you seen previews for the film Contagion?
I have not, actually, but it reminds me of the
movie.
It's such
a bummer. Don't see it. I mean,
okay.
But it's this collective fear that all of us have about something, just some huge virus spreading across the world really, really fast, just like we're so afraid of bird flu and
swine
flu and SARS. So there is definitely this real fear. So a lot of the interest, I think, in planning for zombie attacks is based on this sort of disaster planning. And I think this is what... is going on in this other hub that I'd like us to discuss called A Zombie Survival Guide, My Real Life Story, in which basically he just kind of put together his general approach for if a zombie attack does occur, or, you know, the equivalent of some sort of biological
mm-hmm.
human thing. So he had some interesting
pointers here.
Yeah, he did. Let's see. So, I mean, one of the first things that he said was you look for warning signs, like, in the news, but not super clear, because they're going to try to quell the panic.
Oh, right? Of course. Yeah. They don't want to get everyone in an uproar and lose control of society and keeping it functioning smoothly. Yeah.
Precisely. So you might not be able to actually have time to adequately prepare because the news isn't preparing you. So look for mysterious deaths, strange occurrences, disappearances.
People on the streets just quietly staring off into space and not saying much.
Crap, because that's what they do on my street all the time. I'm screwed.
That's what they do downstairs as well, Minna Street after hours.
Yeah.
I've seen a few people.
We live on a zombie street, Marina.
We do. And it makes me think of the movie, also don't see it, The Infection.
Oh. Oh, these Infection films. What? I mean,
it's Naomi Watts as well, but not one of her best.
Tut.
But that's a great sign. It's just the odd behavior amongst your peers.
You gotta look, and it's just this idea that the news can't be trusted is interesting to me. Because usually that's like the first thing you go to. And
it is, and typically the news does the opposite. They love to kind of instill...
I know, that make people scared and panicky.
For things that aren't actually going to happen. But
and
when they
don't
are,
really matter that much.
What you don't know, apparently, you know, won't be as scary when it comes and kills you.
Totally. So his also, Dos Burros' approach to this zombie attack is not to go somewhere, but to stay where you are, which I think is another very smart idea. I mean, typically when there's any sort of viral infection or nuclear attack, they say, like,
quarantine.
Stay in your house, quarantine, like, don't open your windows, don't open your doors. And so that's what he suggests, basically to stay in your house, so be prepared, obviously, have lots of food and water for as long as you can.
Like Y2K.
Like Y2K.
Exactly.
Like Y2K.
Canned goods.
Spam.
Lots of toilet paper.
Oh, tons. Tons. And I guess some sort of water filtration.
Yes, that would be good. Luckily, in the Bay Area, we have great tap water. So
yeah, Bay Area is a great place for a zombie attack survival.
I agree. It's not the best place for earthquakes, but
no.
But if zombies,
but maybe the earthquake will destroy the zombies.
That's a brilliant idea.
So at a certain point, obviously, there will be no more food. And at this point, what he suggests is breaking for freedom by going first to do your research, making sure, like, should I go somewhere isolated? Should I go to an island? Should I go to the country? Do I have friends somewhere? And then going for it, hopefully, in an armored car, but maybe just in your normal car, which is probably more likely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then whatever happens later really depends on what kind of virus it is that has made people into zombies or whatever weird attack
or how quickly a vaccine gets created.
Precisely.
I mean, if everyone's panicking and no one's working, then it might just be a slow and steady process.
I know.
Hopefully
it just
not.
Like such a bummer though.
You know, this hub has made me pretty convinced that I'm just gonna go straight to the basement of my building if this were to happen, where the laundry machines are.
Oh.
Kind of hide in between. Yeah.
Or in the laundry machines.
Ooh. That would...
Although they might just... Well, no, but I don't think that zombies can, like, operate, like...
No, it would be overwhelming if they see such a piece of technology. They would probably run away.
Yeah.
I mean, washing machines, they don't...
And they're clean.
Yeah.
Zombies don't like clean stuff.
Yeah.
Of course, we could take a page out of Mr. Voodoo, another Hubbard's book, or in this case, Hub, by being a little bit more aggressive.
Zombie survival kit curated. Let's see.
So he basically made a zombie survival kit by putting a bunch of different Amazon products together that he had selected.
How convenient.
It is! You can, like, buy them directly from
the
Hub.
Don't you love Hub pages?
I do love Hub pages. And Mr. Voodoo is just...
So what do we have? What do we need here?
So, thing number one, a classic.
Baseball bat.
You don't need batteries. You don't need any particular skill. You just gotta take them out.
Swing, yeah.
Yep.
If you aim for the head, there's a good chance. I mean, depending on the zombie, once again.
No, I'm hearing that the head is a pretty good thing to aim for. Although, if we follow Ryan Palmsey's advice,
aim
for the legs.
That's why having a lot of people is good.
I know. Someone goes for the head, someone goes for the legs.
Divide and conquer. Or, you know, if there's a lot of zombies, you got to try both and see what works the best.
Yeah, this buddy system thing is just a good idea.
Yeah.
So, two body armor. Huge fan of that, especially considering that you know, these things are probably contagious, and what if you fall? I mean, because it's not even just, like, them clawing at you. It's you falling downstairs and running away, and yeah. you get bumped. I don't want to get bruised.
It's definitely a clunky process, and...
Yep.
But what kind of body armor? Like a knight suit?
No, it's sort of like sportsy body armor, kind of carbon fiber, very lightweight, easily breathable. He chose good stuff, I gotta say. I mean, he's not just throwing this stuff up.
That's great. That's necessary then to protect yourself.
Yep.
Next one is chainsaw. Well, if you have one of those handy, I would just go straight for the neck.
More efficient than a baseball bat, to be sure.
I don't really know if I can operate one, but... I think in a time of crisis
like that... I think
they're
kind of heavy, but the adrenaline will just,
and you have no choice. I mean, if I saw a chainsaw lying around and a zombie was within 10 feet, I would...
Yes.
I'd be grabbing that chainsaw.
But I wouldn't operate it, you know, when there aren't any around, because I guess they're kind of loud.
They could draw attention for sure.
So, chainsaw is more for, like, in the heat of combat. Baseball bat's more of this, like, nice, you know,
can
thing
carry it around with you.
Precisely. Another thing he put on the list is a protective face mask, which I also like. Because I imagine that zombies, like, claw, you know?
They do.
They're going for brains, right?
I mean, so, I'm just going back to your analogy of rabid animals. And they're going to claw and bite and puke and...
Yeah.
And
you don't want that.
I do remember... To bring up Ryan Palmsey's hub again, he did bring up as one of the, or maybe it's sounds that you'll typically hear a zombie.
It's all about vocabulary.
Yeah, so.
Brains. Although I don't know how many zombie films actually have them speaking in English.
The zombies?
Yeah.
Oh, they never speak in any language.
Then because when I went on, like, zombie lurching, we were all like, brains. Where did that come from then? It must be from somewhere.
It might be from one of the classic zombie movies.
But I think, you know, definitely like...
Yeah, just some kind of gurgling or roaring or huffing and puffing.
Yes, I'm with you on that.
So the next thing we got is armored gloves.
Also a fan. I'm really glad that this is like a very balanced mixture between things that are very offensive and things that are very defensive.
Exactly.
Yeah. Although I think maybe a riot shield would be more helpful.
That could be in addition to this list.
Yeah,
I mean,
we suggest Mr. Voodoo, if you're listening out there, riot shield.
Riot shield,
add it to
Mr.
your
Voodoo.
List. Yep.
Lastly, Mr. Voodoo suggests a crossbow, which is also just brilliant.
It is brilliant because it's not loud like a gun, but it's still a long-range weapon, and they're so much easier to fire than your typical bow.
And you just look really, really cool carrying
them
around.
Oh, I know, you look so cool!
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to do that. Let us get crossbows.
I'm just going to get a crossbow for fun now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't hurt.
Yeah. I have a bow, but it is not a crossbow.
No. You have many of bows. Maybe if you put all of your bows together, you could create a crossbow of some sort.
A crossbow out of hair bows. That would be kind of awesome. another hubber on hubpages.com who's actually very famous for his art. And for, not surprisingly, his drawings of zombies and his guides on how to draw zombies is Waynet, also sometimes known as Wayne Tully. And he wrote an article on HubPages called Zombie Survival, How to Kill a Zombie.
Nice. Getting technical.
I know. Because, you know, now we have the tools. We have the general, you know, plan of attack. And we have reasons why we shouldn't be afraid of zombies. But still, you should know how to kill them. So he breaks down his advice, which it's pretty consistent by weapon. So for using guns, he says aim for the head and not for the chest and torso.
Another head aiming suggestion.
Yeah, and so I thought that was interesting. I guess legs are good for disarming.
I think it depends on the person. If you like the chase, then... You know, crippling the legs might just be fun because it puts you at an advantage. But
yes.
If you just want to... You know, cut to the chase and take them out, then aim for the head, because once the head's gone, it's unlikely that they can do much more to you.
Very true. And he suggests if you have a machete, which, hey, you might. I don't have one, but maybe someday. Go for decapitation, which, again, it seems to be... He indicates in his hub that it's all about, like, whatever is wrong with them seems to be emanating from their brains. Hence, you just gotta...
Our lack of... Yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Whatever is wrong in there. Another very interesting tool choose that he recommended was liquid nitrogen.
Oh, that would really mess them up. I mean, he's suggesting to throw it on the head. That would, if only I mean, liquid nitrogen is one of those things that I wish I had at my disposal more often.
Seriously.
In a general sense, but especially if a zombie.
They should start stocking it in local grocery stores.
They should. Trader Joe's. I mean,
Trader Joe's
the next
liquid
step.
Nitrogen. I'm sure they'd have some like cute, funky name for it. You know, like.
Liquid Nitro.
Evil Dr. Joe's Nitro. I don't know. And it would have a cute package. Okay, Trader Joe's. It's on you now. Knives and stabbing, obviously. He says go through the brain and recommends maybe going through the eye sockets or ears or mouth or nose, which makes sense.
Yeah, it does. I mean, you gotta slice and dice sometimes. What if you don't?
Slice and dice.
What if you don't have a gun or you run out of bullets? You gotta think about
it's a matter of time.
And,
yeah, I mean, because zombies are typically...
They're persistent.
And there are a lot of them. I mean, they're contagious, so,
yeah,
right? So it's just
exactly.
Gonna... Yeah. He had a quote that I just wanted to read, because it just made me happy, and I like Wayne Tully. He says, if the zombies are the fast-running kind, that's actually quite disrespectful to classic zombies, then you may get eaten, so stock up on guns and take them all down with a headshot. You may want to do this or a sniper style from the roof of a building, particularly if you want to gain access to a casino or cinema for a little entertainment and popcorn, which is such a good idea.
Like, I assassinate mean, the zombies?
Well, no, if you just... No, I mean, like, if you're gonna be a sniper and, like, shoot at zombies, you might as well do it from a movie theater or a casino where they're, like, you know... It would be so ironic, first of all. And it would also be fun to be, like, eating popcorn and shooting zombies.
It would, and you could pretty much just be relaxing up there and shooting them.
Yep. But, I mean, aside from, you know, doing it in style, he says just get creative with household furniture. You can use chairs to kind of fend them off and, you know, table legs to hit them and stuff. He even suggests that you can get even more creative than liquid nitrogen by maybe using grenades, or this is my favorite option, and I'm just going to close our zombie advice with this, lighting your own farts in their general direction.
Yes.
I mean, I like flamethrowers, but that's even more hilarious.
It is, and... I personally would just do it just to see the zombie reaction. If it
you
survived
know that
it.
That would be like the best, yes. So, hey folks, if this ever happens, grab those matches and a can of beans and I think you'll be all set. I think you'll be all set.
Aim for the head.
Aim for the head. Buddy system.
Buddy system. Prepare in advance, but don't panic.
Yeah. I think we're set.
And don't trust the news.
Yeah, never trust the news. But trust podcasts, obviously.
Yeah.
We know what we're doing.
Yeah, and we're ready for anything, including a zombie attack, so.
Mm-hmm. And now you are too.
If you've listened to this, you are that much more ready to withstand one.
Yeah.
So good luck.
Yeah, and thank you to all the fabulous writers on Hub Pages who have contributed to the general body of knowledge that helps everyone prepare for these momentous and interesting occasions.
Yes, thank you to our four hubbers for some profound advice.
Yeah. And if you would like some interesting new advice from the Weekly Advice from Everyday Experts podcast, just email us about it at podcast@hubpages.com.